You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Hey, Jim, who is that over there next to Bubba?
Just to the right of Bubba is Claude Harmon III, whose grandfather, Claude, won the Green Jacket in 1948. Won it as he was still serving as the head golf professional at Wingfoot.
Thank you.
Yeah,
history made yesterday at Augusta as Dustin Johnson, the number one golfer in the world, not only won the Masters, but he finished 20 under. In so doing, he set the new record for that tournament. The previous mark was 18 under. It belonged to Jordan Spieth and Tiger Woods. By the way, Johnson's victory, as impressive as it was, there are things that are even more impressive.
What's impressive, he's been renting a house for the last month down in Florida, down at Old Palm.
Exceedingly impressive.
Very impressive.
His girlfriend is Paulina Gretzky. Did you see him grab her ass after the win?
No. Nice. That's
what I would have done.
That impressive,
and
too.
You know what? Round of applause for Pauline Gretzky showing up at the Masters in yoga pants.
Thanks, Pauline.
Yes.
Pauline,
great job in the yoga pants. Now, I will say I was a little taken aback. When they go to Butler Cabin, you know, it's Jim Nantz. It's the top amateur.
Yes.
It's Dustin Johnson, who just won. And
sure,
it's last year's winner, Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
And a guy, the chairman at Augusta,
the chairman
this
is,
year
right,
is Fred Scobie Ridley.
Okay.
And at one point, Nantz looks at Fred and says, Fred, it's time. Meaning now we're done with the interviews. It's now time for you to instruct Tiger, who's wearing his green jacket as a past Masters champion, to put the green jacket on Dustin Johnson.
Yes.
And at that point, it got a little weird for me.
Well, Tiger, we'd be honored if you would place the green jacket on Dustin.
Absolutely.
Oh my. Congratulations, Dustin.
Yeah, I didn't know what was happening there, man. I had to turn the had to change the channel. My kids were in a room.
Scobie is like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah,
have a look
really
at that.
Is.
He really
a
knot
is
on that thing.
Woo!
By the way,
that was the Golf Report sponsored by the new action thriller, Sugarbox.
Women's prison. Murder. Mayhem. A living nightmare where death is the only parole. But for the girls of Sugar State Women's Prison, it's just another day inside the Sugar Box. A warden teetering on the edge of madness. A ticking time bomb waiting to explode. Sugar Box. Starring the toughest cholitas ever to hit the silver screen.
Yes.
Living Hollywood legends. Rising superstars in the role of a lifetime. And harems of beautiful girls. Who will survive when this powder keg explodes?
The Scoobag!
The Sugar Box.
Yes, it's available now where
yes,
people would watch that kind of thing. NFL last night, Sunday Night Football in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Patriots win it. They beat the Ravens 23-17. And you better watch out for New England. They're 4-5. They're on the come. Baltimore, they're going the other way.
Losing is not allowed in that locker room.
No, it is not. It is not.
No.
Baltimore drops to 6-3. That's a bad loss for the Ravens, who are behind the 9-0 Steelers in the AFC North. Earlier in the day, Arizona, it was crazy. The Buffalo Bills looked like they were about to go to 8-2. Their quarterback, Josh Allen, throwing a touchdown pass to Stephon Diggs. 34 seconds left in the game. Puts Buffalo up by 4, 30-26. So this thing is over. No. 34 seconds and 3 timeouts. Entirely too much time for quarterback Kyler Murray and the Cardinals as he takes them right down the field. And then from the Bills' 43-yard line, he launches one.
7 seconds. 6 seconds. Murray heaves it downfield. It is. Oh, it's caught. It is caught. DeAndre Hopkins. Miraculous. It's Murray magic.
It's Murray magic, because I can't think of anything better to say.
Yeah.
32-30, the Cardinals win at Arizona 6-3, the Bills 7-3. The WFT lost. They lost the heartbreaker after Alex Smith led a drive that set up a game-tying field goal. They left 16 seconds on the clock, way too much time for Matthew Stafford. Stafford somehow gets his team down in a position where the Lions kicker Matt Prater made a 59-yarder as time expired. Lions win it 30-27. And listen to this. That was the first home win for the Lions this year.
Is that right?
If you think the Redskins suck, My goodness. Well, excuse me, if you think the WTFT, I'm sorry.
But the Redskins contributed to that with the defensive penalty. The guy roughed the passer.
Yeah, you can't be doing that. You gotta know the situation.
They could have gotten the ball back.
Again, the WFT losers. Yeah. But they dropped to 2-7, still not out of it in the NFC East. That's a wild, wild division. Yesterday, the Giants knocked off the Eagles. The Eagles lead the division at 3-5-1. Right now, though, the Giants in sole possession of second place at 3-7. And then you have the Cowboys and the WFT at 2-7. That thing's wide open. Anything can happen in the NFC.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen except something good.
Yes, the Steelers, again, are undefeated. They easily beat Cincinnati. And I'll tell you this, watching the game, I felt bad for the Cincinnati Bengals fans to a degree because it seemed to me that Pittsburgh got the benefit of a few calls there that I didn't think should have went their way. But at the end of the day, you had to know you were going to lose to the Steelers anyway.
The really good teams find ways to win.
Period.
You know?
So 36-10 was the final. The Rams beat the Seahawks 23-16. Both teams are 6-3. That's a wild division. The NFC West, the Cardinals are 6-3. The Rams and the Seahawks all 6-3. Drew Brees has a problem. Bruised ribs knocked him out of the game yesterday. We're waiting to find out how long he is going to be out for. He gets pulled from the game. Jameis Winston comes in, pulls some crabs out of his pants, and gets it done. 27-13, they beat the 49ers. The Dolphins are alive. They are 6-3. First time in, I don't know, recent memory that they were 6-3. They beat the Chargers. The Raiders beat the Broncos 37-12. The Buccaneers all over the Panthers 46-23. Tampa Tommy and the Bucks 7-3.
Yeah.
The Packers with a close one. They beat the Jaguars 24-20 in a classic letdown game. It never should have been that close. And the Browns, did you see what happened at the end of the Browns game?
No.
Nick Chubb, which is a great name, by the way, he had this unbelievable run right down the sideline. No one's going to catch him. Nobody's going to catch him.
Okay.
He's nobody. And he ran out of bounds on at the two-yard line.
Oh, my God.
Man.
He did it on purpose because they just basically wanted to run the clock out and didn't want to give.
Oh, he didn't want to give the ball back.
But you see, it was 10-7. So if you score the touchdown, they're still going to need two scores to beat
you. It's a two-score game.
And it's like a minute and a half left. So it was just wild that he did. Bettors are furious because they didn't cover the spread. I think the spread was 3.5 or whatever it was.
What did they do with the subsequent, when they got the ball back on the two or whatever it was?
Nothing.
They just took a
knee
and ran the clock out?
Well, no, I didn't see all of it, but the Browns were just going to run the clock out. So I'm assuming that's exactly what they did.
Okay.
They instead of pushing it into the end zone from a couple yards out, Chubb was instructed to do what he did. So
wow.
What he should have done, though, is he should have just fell down at the two, and the clock keeps rolling at that point.
Roll until somebody taps
ran out of bounds.
Right.
But bettors are upset because they didn't cover the spread on that one. Here's your fun fact. A recent study found that watching a horror flick literally makes your blood thicken by increasing a blood clotting protein called factor 8. The clotting factor level is increased 57%, or at least of the participants watching.
So this would be like if you were really in harm, your body would take this action to protect you. Like
correct.
If you were wounded.
Yes, it would thicken up
wow.
so that you could you wouldn't bleed out, essentially.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.